Yeah, Roger that. NAUI, Tom. I have been a ham for less than a year, so but I seem to have fallen into the Yaesu category. I'll tell you about what I've gotten into. I'll probably go last, so but I appreciate it. I appreciate you telling us about your radio there. NAKPR Bob, you're up next. KDMMH Mike, you're up on deck. NAKPR Bob, go ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everybody else on the net. Radios. You can't have enough. But I had a couple of radios in my life. I've been a ham since January of 89. And I had a Linko 510, I think it was. It's a 2-meter 440. It had crossband. It had everything. And I think I bought that in 91. I bought that in 91. And when they had the hamvention here in Saginaw at the Civic Center. Anyways, I bought it there, and that thing finally died on me probably 10 years ago. And I knew a guy that worked on radio, so he got it going again, but it kind of did the same thing again. So I just put it on the shelf. In March of 89, I bought my Kenwood TS-440S. Now, I was impressed with that radio. I still am. You know what? I still use it. It still works. But 2 weeks ago, I did run into an issue with it while I was talking. It just dropped out. Power just went out on it. And then about 30 seconds later, it came back on. So that's the first problem I've ever had with that radio since March of 89. So it's been a good radio. But now my new radio is the Yaesu 991A, FT-991A. And that does more things than I can do with it. I just got to keep looking at the manual and say, oh, I can do that? Okay. But yeah. I've had a couple, the Linko and the Kenwood, yeah, they've been excellent radios, and I am impressed with the Yaesu. But back to net, NAKPR.